Today's word is going to be entitled, Invest Your Talents. And we're going to be reading from God's word together about the parable of the talents. So if you would turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 25. And we're going to be reading from verse 14. Matthew chapter 25 and reading from verse 14. Just to give a little bit of context regarding where we are in terms of the life and ministry of Jesus while he was on earth at this point. At this point, this teaching takes place through what is known as Holy Week. So this is when Jesus has had that triumphant entry. He's entered Jerusalem. He's had a crowd follow with him. And rather than going toward the Roman garrison and leading a revolt, he goes to the temple. And he begins teaching in that temple and teaching people with authority. Even during his earlier part of his ministry in Galilee, people recognized that this was not just a man. This is not just a prophet, but even that Jesus is the Son of the living God and that he has teaching with authority. During this time of teaching, there are various people that come up to Jesus trying to challenge his authority, and every single time he would give wonderful wisdom in response to them. There are also times where he gives a number of parables. Remember that a parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And so the parables that are told, particularly during this time, particularly during chapter 25, are all about being ready. Get ready. And that is something that I want us to be reminded of today, that we as the people of God, as brothers and sisters in Christ, must be ready. Ready for the return of Christ, which could happen any day. Yes, we've been waiting for 2,000 years, but it may be any day. We must be ready as Christ told us to. But also that we must continue to spread the good news of Jesus and to declare that good news to all who would listen. So Matthew chapter 25, reading from verse 14. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. And he also who had the 2 talents came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. He also who received the 1 talent came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid the talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I had not sown and gather where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Before we look deeper into this text, let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word, which is living and active. We thank you, Father, for sending your Son, Jesus, to earth for us. We thank you for the authority of his teaching, which has been preserved for us here today. I pray, Father, that as we read this word, as we look deeper into your word, may you speak to us through the Holy Spirit. Speak to us loudly and clearly. May we have not just ears that listen, but hearts that obey. I pray this in and through that name which is above all names, the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, we may have heard this story before. It may be one that's familiar to us. Perhaps we know it through Sunday school, and perhaps we could recite it almost without looking at Scripture at all. But there were a number of things that I felt it was important for us to look at and consider regarding the parable of the talents. Remember that a parable, as I say, is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. We are not supposed to look at every single word and analyze it to overanalyze it. We are to look for that meaning. Throughout this period of time of Jesus' ministry, as I mentioned earlier, this is a period of time about getting ready. It's all about doing what you can to be prepared for the coming of the Son of Man, for the return of Jesus, for the coming of the kingdom of God. Be ready. And this parable is another one of these examples of being ready. Before this story, we had the parable of the 10 virgins. You may remember this story. All of them had lamps. 5 brought additional oil with them, and 5 did not. Those who had the additional oil, they were prepared, and therefore they were able to go into the wedding ceremony, the wedding feast. But there was those who were not ready. Now, the reason that Jesus was saying this is because of the crowd that were following him. There were people who were simply following him, but with words only, or at least just being in proximity to Jesus. They were not really heeding his teaching. They were not really interested in what he was doing. They may have even misunderstood the purpose of his coming, believing that he was to be a military leader to overthrow the Roman garrison, rather than to proclaim the coming of the kingdom of God and for him to die on a cross for our sins and to rise again from the dead to show his power over sin and death itself. So the people there were not prepared. At least some of them were not prepared. And so the warning that Jesus is giving here is, be prepared. It is like someone, it is like a master has given to their servants some talents. Now, the idea of a talent in our modern day thinking, we might think in terms of practical things, the talent of a musical ability, the talent of speaking, the talent of art or whatever it may be, the talent with numbers. But during these times, a talent was a measure of money. And actually, one talent was a very large amount of something. It was in modern day equivalent, it's about 34 kilos of something in terms of its weight. In New Testament times, it was used to denote a very large amount of something, even to the point of being equivalent to 20 years worth of wages. To put that into a modern context, taking the average income of someone here in the UK, one talent is the equivalent to approximately £630,000. So to put this into context, to think about it just in that term alone, to be able to give someone one talent is to give them a huge sum of money. Just one talent. Think then about two talents. We're talking 1.2 million. Think about 40 years worth of wages. For the five talents, that's equal to 171 kilos, 100 years worth of wages. We're talking millions of pounds equivalent today that is being given to someone. Friends, I think one of the symbols that we can draw from this is that in terms of our salvation, it is like great riches. I'm sure if we were to go up to the bank account today and put our card into the machine or go onto a banking app, whatever it is, and we were to suddenly see £630,000 in our account, I'm pretty sure that we would be surprised. I'm sure we would. I'm pretty sure that we'd be thinking about what could we spend this money on? What could we do with it? How might we invest that money? I very much doubt that we would simply withdraw all of that money, put it in a shoebox, and stick it under the bed. I think that we would be doing something with it. So when we think about the person who had the one talent, in one way we might think to ourselves, he did something that was okay, right? I mean, he didn't lose any of the money. He didn't lose any of it. But the point is that he didn't invest what was given. He just simply put it aside, practically ignoring that money. Burying money during this time, during biblical times, was very common. We can see it all the way through Scripture, where people buried objects. They buried things of value because there was no other safe place to put them. Anyone would be able to enter a house if they wanted to. A thief could do that. There was no banks or vaults that people could go to. So burying something was the common way of keeping it safe. So in one way, we might think to ourselves, the person who had the one talent, £630,000 equivalent, that they have buried this, they've kept it safe, right? But when the master returns, he knows that this person has not done anything with that finance. It's not about the amount of money that has been earned. It is about the faithfulness to utilize what they had. Let me say that again. It's not about the amount of money that they earned. It is their faithfulness to utilize what they had. If that person with the one talent had gone away, had invested it, and returned with two talents, I am confident that the master would have said exactly the same as he would have said to the others. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. I'm confident that would have been the result. But what happened? They squandered it. They buried it. They kept it hidden. Now, friends, when we think about our own lives in terms of our Christian walk, we might think to ourselves, if we were to think in terms of measures of talents, how might we measure ourselves? Could it be that we think to ourselves, well, I'm not of the five talents. I'm not someone who's well known, perhaps, or has lots of gifts and abilities. I'm not someone who's able to do a lot. It might be that you look at someone who has two talents and you think, well, I might be there, I might be not. Could be that you consider yourself to be someone of one talent. Remember that even the person with one talent was given a huge sum of money. Friends, all of us, regardless of our status, regardless of our earthly abilities that God has given to us, regardless of anything that we may be able to do, if we call ourselves followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is like we have been given a huge sum of money. It's like we have been given something that is of incredible value to us. Friends, let us not bury it. Let us not bury the good news of Jesus Christ. Let us not bury the word of God, just simply keeping it safe, keeping it private for ourselves. Let us be like the one who had the two talents. Let us be like the one who had the five talents, who goes away, who invests it. And remember, friends, that the Holy Spirit gives to each one of us, apportions to each of us individually as he wills. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. All of us are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. Friends, we might look at the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, prophecy, speaking in tongues, healing, even something like raising someone from the dead. We might look at those things, and maybe in the past, there was a time where we used to speak in other languages on a regular basis. Maybe there was a time where we used to prophesy regularly. Maybe there was a time where we had times of great intercession, praying for people, praying for the nation. But for whatever reason, friends, we are not doing so much at the moment. Friends, I want to encourage us, not to condemn us, not to criticize, but for us to be encouraged. Let us take that great investment of the good news of Jesus Christ and let us invest it. Let us spread the good news of Jesus Christ wherever it may be heard. Think about the parable of the sower. The sower has that basket of seed. What does he do with it? He casts it around. He throws it around, spreading that seed so that it may land wherever the Lord wills. Friends, may it also be with us, that as we speak to our neighbors, as we speak to our family, as we pray for our colleagues, as we think and reflect on God's word, there will be a return on that investment. The word of the Lord does not return void, as we know from Isaiah 55, verse 11. The sower is the one who casts the seed. The word of God does not return void. In the parable of the sower, in Mark chapter 4, verse 20, there is something that Jesus says about this. When he's explaining the parable to the people, it is that there is going to be a return. Those that are sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit. Notice these numbers, 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. Friends, when you plant a seed, you don't expect 30-fold. You don't expect 30-fold return on that seed. Likewise, if we were to think about an investment, we don't think about 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold investment. That would be incredible return on an investment. But friends, the word of God does not return void. And so friends, I want to encourage us. Let us take what God has given us. Let us read God's word with greater reverence. May we go before the Lord in prayer with greater fervence, with greater zeal to see and know what God is going to do in and through us. May we eagerly desire the spiritual gifts, maybe as we once used to, so that once again the Holy Spirit may pour himself upon us, empower us for his glory, and so that we may go to a world that is lost, a dark world in need of salt and light, and that we, through Christ, may be good news to people who are in desperate need of that good news. Now, friends, I just want to give one warning here, which is that you may look at this parable and you may hear of what it says here about that one servant who squandered what was given, didn't invest it. The master casts him out into darkness. I just want to give warning to this. Does this mean that we can lose our salvation? No, friends, it does not. If God has called us into the presence of Jesus, that is something that is promised upon us. Then the Holy Spirit is our guarantee on that, the stamp, as it were, of ownership upon us. That is not something that will happen with us. But there is still the warning that we must do what we are commanded to do. Think also about what was written here, that we are not saved by our works. We are not saved by our works. Remember what it says in Ephesians chapter 2. It is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is a gift from God. It is not the result of works, so that no one may boast. We are justified by faith, not by works. However, remember what Christ says. If you love me, you will obey my commandments. So we are not justified by our works. However, because we are justified, we work for the good of Christ. Remember what is written, what Jesus said, one of the last things Jesus said before he ascended to be seated at the right hand of the Father. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus came and said to them, the apostles, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age." Friends, as we come to a close, and I just want to invite our worship team to come onto the platform, is that I would like us to reflect on ourselves during this time. And I'd like us to think about our own position before God. It may be that as I have been preaching, as the word has been shared, perhaps for the first time, you sense that there has been an investment that has been given to you. That the Holy Spirit has spoken to you and is imparting to you that investment of the good news of Jesus Christ. Maybe for the very first time, maybe as a recommitment, you sense that the Holy Spirit is giving to you this good news, this amount of spiritual riches that is being imparted to you. If that is you, and you sense within you that you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, maybe for the first time, maybe as a recommitment, would you get my attention so that I may pray for and with you? Is there one here who would like to say yes to following Jesus? Praise God. Yes to following Jesus. Thank you. Praise God. Maybe there is one who is watching online as well, and I encourage you to go to the Bethel website. If you're online on a social media, mention in the comments, get someone to speak to you. Contact us here at Bethel. We would love to pray for and with you. So maybe there is some people here who feel that the investment of spiritual riches is being given to you for the first time. But maybe also there is the challenge that is being given to each one of us as well. Maybe there are those here who desire to do more with the spiritual riches that have been invested in you. That rather than burying the good news, you want to invest it. You want to spread the good news of Jesus. You want to earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. Friends, my brothers and sisters, if that is you, would you also get my attention? Would you raise your hand also and say, yes, I want to do something for Jesus. You may not even know what. You may not even know how he wants to use you. Thank you, brother. But is there someone, are there people here who want to say, yes, I want to do more with the spiritual riches that have been invested within me? Let us pray together. Father, I thank you so much for this parable that has been shared and has been recorded and preserved for our encouragement. Lord, I thank you that through Holy Spirit, you impart spiritual riches to each one of us. You give gifts of Holy Spirit to each and every single one of us. Father, may you stir up within us once more a passion for the good news of Jesus. May you stir up within us a desire to read God's word more earnestly, for us to pray for people and for our nation, maybe as we used to back in times gone by. Lord, may you stir up that desire within us once more. Lord, would you help us to know where we are to spread that seed so that we are to see the fullness in most, the return most fruitfully. Lord, we desire to hear of 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold as we share the good news of Jesus with people. We long to see, as one simple word is shared, for 30 people to say yes, 60 people to say yes, 100 people to say yes to following Jesus. Father, we desire that as one word of prophecy is proclaimed, that we see people being drawn to Jesus. As one prayer is uttered, as one sentence goes forth from our lips, that there are people that are drawn to the good news of Jesus. Father, our nation is in desperate need of Jesus. Father, would you begin those revival times that sometimes we seek, that sometimes we pray for. Lord, would you stir that desire within us today? May it be us that begin that process. May you put something within us, invest something within us. And Lord, may we not bury it, put it aside, put it under our spiritual bed. But Lord, may we put it on a stand so that it proclaims light to the world. That we go into the public place and we declare the good news of Jesus. That we have boldness within us, Lord, to share the good news of Jesus with our family and our friends and our neighbors and our colleagues and with acquaintances and strangers alike. Lord, we know that as your word goes forth, it does not return void. Help us to remember that for your glory. Father, would you help us not to squander the investment that has been placed within us? Lord, help us to invest our talents for your glory and for the name of Jesus. I pray this in that name that is above every name. Amen.